Hillsborough County Commissioners unanimously approved spending $150,000 to create a committee to investigate how to stamp out violence in the community. The effort was pushed at a meeting today by Commissioner Kevin Beckner. He said the result would be more specific solutions.
Over the period of time, that's what we typically have done, is just invested in services and programs without any specific focused outcome. And so the whole point of bringing the Prevention Institute is to utilize their experience of helping other communities to put together a comprehensive strategic plan that will help guide us and make the recommendations that we need of the appropriate services that we should be investing in. So we're just not haphazardly investing in different programs and not getting to the real root of what we're trying to solve.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Les Miller took the measure one step further by asking staff to find out whether or not the board could implement an ordinance to require background checks on all gun sales, among other gun regulations. His motion passed with all but Commissioner Mark Sharp supporting it.
And I, again, wake up each day appalled by the level of violence, shocked at what's occurring, looking for answers. But, you know, part of the challenge is, and this is where I actually agree with Commissioner Beckner, so our county does implement something which we couldn't really enforce, which would only go as far as our borders. What impact might it or might not have? Would it be a public, kind of... I'm looking for substantive solutions.
Let me reiterate. I didn't say let's draft an ordinance, Commissioner Sharp. I said have staff to look at it and bring something back.
Well, I understand.
I didn't ask them to put anything into place.
Well, at the moment we begin the process, it's Katie barred the door with how it will be the reaction.
The violence committee approved today will consist of community stakeholders, Commissioner Beckner, and a professional facilitator. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.